How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw aside the curtain on a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, the story of an ulcer that led to fortune. But first, a word from a familiar voice. And that's a message worth hearing. Now, if you will, step with me behind the scenes to a muddy road in the lonely Scotch Highlands, the year 1931. A pale young man in his early 30s is trudging down that road, and utter despondency is apparent both in the slouch of his shoulders and the lines of his face. It's a face that every now and then winces in pain, and that pain constantly reminds him why he's here in these remote hills, instead of at his comfortable doctor's office in London. Complete rest for 6 months, his colleague had said, also a milk diet, otherwise that advanced gastric ulcer might be fatal. But it's not merely the thought of his health or his lost medical practice that's imprinted gloom so deeply on this man's face. It's the bitterness that comes to a man when he's tried for his life's ambition and failed. Because secretly, this young doctor always has wanted to be a writer. But this morning, he's convinced he can never make it. Oh, he's tried hard enough, slaved every day of the 2 months he's been in this forsaken North Country. Sometimes he's racked his brain for hours to find the right word, as written and rewritten. And this morning, he's gotten up the courage to go back over what he's put down on paper of this first novel. And reading it, he's become ill. He's sure he's never read such trash in his life. Why, only an imbecile would think that anybody would want to read such stuff. Well, he's through with it now. His manuscript is lying in the rain at the bottom of the garbage barrel. He sees a figure working by the side of the road and has a sudden urge to turn back. It's an old farmer with whom he struck up an acquaintanceship. He curses himself for ever confiding his literary dreams to this old fellow. Also curses the old fellow for ever encouraging him to go ahead. No, he can't turn back. The farmer has seen him and is awaiting his approach, leaning patiently on a shovel. He's been digging a ditch through a patch of field that's almost a bog. To the young doctor, it seems that the old man's been trying to drain that worthless piece of land ever since he's known him. And the thought, for no accountable reason, irritates him. Well, might as well get it over with. So he abruptly tells the old man that he's given up the idea of that book. Nobody but a crazy man would work himself into such a lather over such an impossible task anyway. Besides, he should be resting. The old farmer looks at him quietly, yes, and scornfully, for a long time. Then he shrugs his shoulders and says, well, maybe you're right, doctor. Then, apropos of nothing, he says, my father dug all his life, and I've dug all mine to make a pasture out of this bog. We haven't done it yet. But I'll still dig, because I know that if a man digs long enough, a pasture can be made. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The young doctor was angered by the old farmer's words, but also thoroughly ashamed. He dug his manuscript back up out of the garbage barrel and dried off its pages, then, cursing but determined, went back to work. Eventually, the book was finished. You may have heard of it, possibly even read it, because it was a literary sensation. Its title, Hatter's Castle, and its author, A.J. Cronin, became one of the wealthiest and most famous writers of our generation. And in the background of a famous career, the figure of an almost illiterate old farmer stands briefly revealed before fading back behind the scenes. And now, this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.